You're listening to Operation Self Reset Holiday Edition. What is going on, you freaking awesome people? Welcome back to Operation Self Reset, this holiday edition. But before we get into it, today's show is brought to you by Storyworth. If you want to give a family or a friend a unique gift that can absolutely live the test of time, head on over to storyworth.com/reset to get yourself $20 off. So with that being said, today is a great episode on the holidays because number one, it is my birthday in a couple days. Number two, it's Christmas. And number three, we got 2018 only a few weeks away. So first off, there are pumpkin spice lattes flying off the shelves. Christmas lights are on the homes. Creepy doll-like Santas are stuck in the windows, still scaring the Santas. And if you have one of those, make sure to take it down, please. And so, as we know, with the holidays, there's a lot of Christmas cheer, a lot of Christmas joy that's going on, but I appreciate you guys for taking time and joining me on this episode to make sure that we're always continuing to enhance, grow ourselves, to become just a little bit better. Now, last week, I kind of put out a little competition for you guys. I said if you were to leave a review on iTunes for my show, Operation Self Reset, I would send you a free t-shirt in exchange for that review. Now, my goal for 2018, that was only started a couple months ago, was to get 300 reviews for my podcast, Operation Self Reset, the one you're listening to right here, right now. Yes, you're listening to Operation Self Reset. Isn't that crazy? Anyway, sorry for the awkward laugh. But anyway, so I put the challenge out there for you guys. Around about maybe a month ago, I had maybe 100 or 288 reviews. Well, I just checked today. Today is December 12th of 2017, and you guys came out of the woodworks. I have 313 reviews, all thanks to you guys. Kudos, applaud. I greatly, greatly appreciate the support, the love. As you know, anytime you start something, it is very challenging to make sure that you keep on moving it forward and keep on leveraging great ideas to inspire you guys, the audience that keeps on listening. And I just want to give a couple of seconds here and say thank you from the bottom of my heart. It doesn't matter who you are, where you're from, what you're about, what your beliefs are and background and future. It doesn't matter. Thank you. Straight up, thank you. Now, with that being said, if you want to continue leaving reviews, I'm not going to say no, but unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to fulfill some of those t-shirts only because, or I should say the new individuals that leave reviews, only because I have 40 plus t-shirts to give out and I don't want to leverage myself or get myself too thin before I ask for another round of reviews for a t-shirt. And also too, I see that you guys are in need of some clothes because my goodness, you guys really delivered for me and I'm very, very grateful. So first off, it is my birthday in 3 days here as I record this, or I should say, as I record this, it's December 12th. As you hear this, as it comes out brand new, it'll be December 13th, and December 15th is my birthday. I will be 33 years old. For some of you, that's really young. For others, that's really old. It doesn't matter who you guys are, what you're about, because the message is all about helping all of us as a whole. It doesn't matter if we're 10 or 110. I believe that this message of personal growth is able to inspire every generation. And as we know, if we stick together as a group, if we stay positive, we have a great, bright future, it'll allow us to leverage into greater things down the road. Now, in my 33 years, I have not experienced everything, but I do work for the fire department. And through the fire department, you see a lot of great things, you see a lot of bad things. And so I feel I have a well-rounded perspective on Earth and the way we live and different types of things. And so I want to kind of pitch out there to you guys that there's three things that I really kind of understood deeper, on a deeper level through my time. And I'll get into those in a second, but I also want to take a second and pause. As I was reflecting and saying that I work for the fire department, one of my coworkers recently passed. She was 47 years old. She has three young boys. She had a colon cancer, a cancer that she beat, a cancer that came back and obviously took her life. And I worked with her multiple times. I didn't know her maybe as deep as other people. I don't know her family. But in those situations when, you know, there's a young family, I think her oldest child is around 16, youngest is 9. It's heartbreaking. And it's a reminder to myself and for me to use this as a platform to remind you guys to take care of yourselves and to take care of your family. There's a lot of great ways to make sure that you have things in place to make sure that everything will be secure if you were to pass on. But I want to make it crystal clear to you guys that to always make sure that you put your family first or things that you have going on in order. So if you were to pass, things can be taken care of and there'll be money for the next generation and what have you. And what I'm getting to is possibly life insurance, other things, legal aspects. I don't know. I'm not a lawyer. I don't really have a great depth of knowledge in that area. Fortunately, in the next couple of weeks here, we're going to be having a sponsor that is a life insurance agency. So it is kind of fitting, I guess, in a way. But it's a good reminder for all of us to make sure that we're protected in the right ways. As we know, it's very expensive to live on this earth, especially if you want to live well and to have things lined up for you. But it's just a disclaimer as a public service announcement to you guys to take care of yourselves, take care of your family. So with that being said, as I kind of mellowed out there a little bit, let's pep it back up to 33... Tricked you. I was going to say 33 things I learned. You'd be like, 33 things? Come on, man. I don't have time. It's the holiday edition. It's the holiday special. I got to go to Starbucks, get my pumpkin spice latte, extra whip, put some pumpkin spice seasoning on that bad boy, and down the hatch it goes. Well, before you do that, here are three things. Number one, the number one thing that I learned in my 33 years is to go for it. Obviously, I have done some cool stuff with this podcast, you know, live events, and I've gone through my own personal battles and stuff like that. But the one thing that I reflect on as the time that I went for it was when I met a shark named Kevin Harrington. A shark is an individual that is part of a show called The Shark Tank that is very popular here in the United States. It's on ABC. It's where inventors or entrepreneurs go on in and they pitch their idea, and one of the sharks backs them with financial or other types of things to help their business grow. And when I was at the Consumer Electronics Show, that is called CES, it is the biggest in the world. It's in Las Vegas. There's over like 400,000 people there every single day. I was there with my brother-in-law, and we're cruising around, and out of the corner of my eye, I see Kevin Harrington, one of the members of the Shark Tank of that popular show, with his kind of posse, with some of his guys, and they're all laughing and joking, and they're walking around the convention looking at different stuff. And at that time in my life, I had an invention called the tailgate spotter, and the tailgate spotter is an easy-to-use device that lets you know if the tailgate will go up or down. It'll let you know if the tailgate is up or down, so none of your stuff falls out of your truck and hits the car behind you, and it costs $1,700. But neither here nor there, I had this invention. I wanted to pitch it to the shark, and probably like you guys, I started to freak out. I was nervous. I was scared. I was trembling. I was sweating. I had, you know, butterflies and ants in my stomach moving all around. But I knew in that moment that a decision needed to be made, and I knew that that decision possibly could have been the best decision I ever made, as in I needed to go for it, because I had two choices in that situation just like you guys. A decision needed to be made, and in our decisions, sometimes we have the ability to create a story, and actually every decision that we make creates a story, but usually the stories that are worth telling about or worth sharing are the stories where there's something victorious, where there's something awesome that came out of that story. Unfortunately, a lot of the decisions that we make create a story that we don't want to reflect on. They create a story that we don't want to go and tell our friends or family or buddy about because it went nowhere. It was a sad story. It was a story that turned out to be horrible. And the story that I'm going to share with you guys is a story that turned out well. It didn't turn out great. It didn't turn out awesome, but it was a story that allowed me, it was a decision that allowed me to create a story to share with you guys why, quote unquote, going for it is so impactful in my life. And so like I saw Kevin Harrington standing there with his groups of friends. I had an invention in my bag, satchel, backpack, whatever you want to call it, doesn't really matter. And I wanted to approach him. And everything was telling me to run, but I decided to stay put and to go and approach him. Unfortunately, I did not go and approach him right away. I waited. He went left. I followed him. He went to the bathroom. I waited for him. Now, again, as a reminder, I was not the I was not like right next to him. I was the creep like 200 yards away, just staring him down and following his every move. But in that process of following him, I knew that I wanted to make sure I got his name right. I couldn't remember his name exactly. So I went on my iPhone, and you would think being at a consumer electronics show, there's internet, computers, people all over the place. I should be able to get reception. Unfortunately, because there's so many people, their servers, their data plants were so bogged down, it was torturous to get a name from Google. Even on like at HP's, like HP Hewlett Packard area for their consumer electronics show kind of corner, I couldn't even use their computer because their internet went down, and so did some other companies. And so I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't get this guy's name. Well, luckily, finally, Google pepped up and I was able to grab his name, Kevin Harrington. And so I knew, okay, well, I got my device. I kind of knew my pitch a little bit. And lastly, I knew that he was the right guy to talk to, and I knew his name. So I was like, this is a perfect storm. I got to do it. So him and his buddies were talking and, you know, laughing, and they kind of paused, kind of trying to figure out their next plan of action. And that's where I swooped on in. Now, fortunately, I was dressed half decently. Fortunately, I had energy and vigor because I was all jacked up on coffee, you know, from early that morning. And I walked on up like a strong individual, like a strong lad, and I went right for the kill. I said, excuse me, guys, Mr. Harrington, my name is Jake Naraki, and I would like to take a couple of seconds of your time. I would love to show you my invention. And actually, he said, yeah, let's see it. His guys were interested. And I pulled it out of my bag, and I showed him. I said, it's a tailgate spotter, and I showed him, you know, I shared with him some of the description and some of the key features. And he said, you said a tailgate? That's for a tailgate? I said, yes. He goes, you wouldn't believe it. There is a tailgating conference at Mandalay Bay, and I will be there tomorrow around 3 p.m. He goes, bring your invention. Come on over there. Let's meet, and let's talk some details. And I'm like, what? Yeah! Woo, woo, woo! I mean, I'm like, like rockets are coming out of my shoes. I'm like, what? Yeah. I'm thinking I'm besties now with Kevin Harrington. I'm giving him high fives. I'm hugging his coworkers and friends. I mean, I honestly don't even know what happened. After he said, I'll see you tomorrow at 3, like we had a dinner date almost, I pretty much blanked out. So I walked away from that conversation like flying high as a kite, and I was not on marijuana or any type of other drug, just to, you know, make sure you understand what's going on here. Man, I was on, you know, cloud a billion. So I run back over to my brother-in-law. I'm like, oh my gosh, tomorrow at 3 o'clock, we got to get over to Mandalay Bay. I need to pitch this, all this stuff. The night before, I'm prepping, I'm rehearsing, I'm figuring out, you know, my elevator pitch, all this different type of stuff. I go to Mandalay Bay the next day. I'm waiting. It's 3 o'clock, 3:30, 4, 4:15, 4:30. The guy finally walks on in, but this time Kevin Harrington doesn't just have him and his group of guys. He has a news camera, a news team with him. A local news is following him around, going to this conference, tailgating conference, and, you know, he's like the key feature of the news segment or whatever. I'm like, oh man, I'm never going to get on and talk to this guy. Well, the news cameras, the big lights, the boom mic, the big recorder, video recorder is following him around. I'm kind of leeching on again. I'm very comfortable doing this now because it's my second time, you know, leeching and being the creeper behind the scenes. So the camera shuts down. The light turns off. The boom mic, you know, pulls back. Sorry for the interruption, but I want to talk about our sponsor for today. It is StoryWorth. To get $20 off your story, head on over to StoryWorth.com/reset. Now, here's the quick 101 on StoryWorth. StoryWorth makes it fun and easy for your loved ones to share their stories with weekly emailed story prompts, questions that you never thought of. At the end of the year, they'll get their stories bounded in a hardcover book. They'll strengthen your family's bonds and get to know your loved ones on a whole new level. Now, for me, I was able to do this for my father last year. And basically, StoryWorth makes it so easy for us to capture a lot of his stories and ideas and wisdom in a book. Now, the best part is that I could pull in stories from my sisters, other uncles and aunts, along with his. And StoryWorth did all the legwork in making sure that it came together in a wonderful book for myself to share with my kids and, of course, future generations. The best part about StoryWorth is that they do all the kind of the nitty-gritty for you. They pull out really unique questions that allow us and him to bring out great stories, because with every great question, hopefully there's a great answer. And a lot of those questions that were asked to my dad, we never would have thought of asking. And it was just a really unique perspective and a great conversation that we kind of never heard from our father before. And a couple of other highlights about them is that they give you 1 year of weekly story prompts to kind of help you through this transition. It's not a, they don't throw all these questions at you at one time. They kind of, week by week, they kind of go through this book with you and your loved ones to make sure they capture the best ideas. At the end, again, you get a hardcover printed book up to 500 pages. And truly, it is a great gift for the holidays. If you have a loved one that you respect, that you want to cherish, that you want to remember or recall their memories, maybe a grandparent that was in World War II, maybe an individual that did something that really impacted your family, or you went through something, whatever the case may be, there's a lot of great gifts with electronics and all those other stuff, but this is a gift that will truly pass the test of time, because a gift that can be on a shelf, that can be reflected on or read, is a more profound gift than something that's going to be outdated in a year or two. So again, if you're looking for a unique gift, head on over to StoryWorth, StoryWorth.com/reset to get yourself $20 off. Very grateful for this company sponsoring this show. And if you want to do something unique for a loved one, head on over to StoryWorth.com/reset for $20 off. Thank you guys for your time. Let's get back into it. They all shake hands. They say, see you later. He turns, pulls out his phone, and I feel like that was my chance to jump on it. I run up to him once again. I say, Mr. Harrington, it's Jake Naraki from yesterday. I have a tailgating invention. I said, can I take just a couple of minutes of your time? This time, he wasn't so pleasant. He was kind of irritated. He was kind of crabby. Probably a long day. You know, I'm not going to judge the guy. I mean, he was kind of, at that time, a very famous, popular guy. And so he said, okay, I'll just give you 2 minutes. And I said, unfortunately, where I need to display this is that it's on the other side of the convention center. So I said, can you follow me? And him and his group actually followed me. He's texting, he's on his phone, whatever the case was. And I get up to a truck to demonstrate the advantages of this device. And I show him the positives, I show him the negatives, I show how it works, how it can save people money, all different types of stuff. And at the end of my presentation, he just stands there. And I'm like, okay. And I said, what do you guys think? And he goes, well, it could sell or it couldn't. He goes, but what are the statistics? How many people own pickup trucks? How many people have stuff all their truck? How many people have gotten accidents? What are the DOT regulations and all different types of stuff? And I'm like, I don't know. And he said, well, You need to figure that stuff out. And as he's walking away, I said, well, what do you guys think? Do you think it could sell? He goes, maybe, but I need to know the facts. And so that was a big turning point for me to understand that, you know what, anybody can have an amazing idea. All of us can think of ingenious things, but you need to know the facts. You need to see behind the scenes of what is possible for you, your invention, whatever that thing you're creating. Now, that's a long story to kind of drive home the point of go for it. But it's an idea and identity of saying that anything that you choose to do or don't do is a story. And a lot of us want to create a story worth telling. And 2018 is right around the corner. And a lot of us have a lot of goals and ambitions and to-do lists and things that you want to strive for. But also, too, there needs to come a moment when you think to yourself, I need to go for it. I got to start thinking that this is an opportunity to create a story worth telling. And so for you, it's nothing more than a little kick in the pants, a little fuel in the tank, a little vinegar in the throat. I don't even know why you put vinegar in the throat. But anyway, for you to understand to go for it, if that's going to a new conversation, a new convention, a networking event, putting yourself out there, changing careers, changing jobs, starting a YouTube channel, doing something ridiculous, you need to go for it. Now, for me, the one thing that I want to go for in 2018 is to start a YouTube channel that is like legit, not just like sporadic, like 3 days of video and kind of other stuff, like decent quality and stuff like that. And so for me, my moment is to go for it once again, to kind of open up my eyes and say, you know what, it is time for me to kind of reawaken and shaken the beast and to create a story worth telling. So again, go for it. Even though I discovered that probably when I was 28, the story goes for anybody that is one or even 110. One individual named Gary Vaynerchuk is an individual that is very motivational, talks a lot about business and creation startups. And the one thing he gets asked a lot is that there's older generation people that feel that they missed the wave of technology, that they're not tech savvy, that they missed the point of life or all different types of things. And one thing he says that resonated with me that I want to share with you guys is this. He said, you're never too late to jump on into a pool that you never have been in before. Because think how amazing it is or was to jump into a pool for that first time that you're excited to jump into. Now, what that basically means is that all of us have the opportunity to do something new at any given minute. It doesn't matter your age, gender, race, demographic, where you're from, who you are. All of us are on this flat, quote unquote, flat earth where it's all level. We all have access to the internet. We all have decent video cameras nowadays. I mean, if you have an average cell phone or if you even don't have one, chances are if you are listening to this podcast, chances are you have a cell phone with a camera on it. You can create a vlog or a YouTube channel or show people how to cook or clean or whatever your quote-unquote skill set is. It's never too late. And I hope to always remember that from now and until eternity at the age of 33, or I'm 32, I'll be 33 in a couple days here, to always go for it. No matter what I want to do, there's absolutely nobody that's going to say no. Obviously within reason, because you need to know your circumstances. Like I can't just say I'm going to go vagabonding around Europe with my family and infants. That would be crazy. But when it's within something of your grasp, when you're able to reach it and it's tangible, you got to go for it, because you don't want to create a story where you're never going to share with anybody because you're insecure about it. All right, number two is to be the best you. Small things. So where do I begin with this? Be the best you. Look, a lot of us strive for greatness. A lot of us strive to be intelligent. A lot of us strive to be a communicator and an entrepreneur and the best parent and all this different types of stuff. The only thing that you can be the best of is you. And unfortunately, there are limitations to all of us. For some of us, we have mental limitations. Some of us, we have physical limitations. Some of us, we have networking limitations or financial limitations. But the crazy part and the cool part is that all of us have something more to give than what we're currently bringing or giving to the world. And the reason why I say that is because in my event, Self Reset Power, that will be held in Milwaukee, Wisconsin of 2018 in September, 7, 8, and 9 of September, I say this one thing over and over again, bring it. You need to bring it. As your feet stand before that bed of hot coals, yes, I make my attendees walk on hot coals, I say to them to bring it, right? And to bring it is to bring on the emotions, to bring on the chaos, to bring on the silliness, to bring on the uncertainty, to bring on the pain, to bring on all these different types of things that will rattle us to the point of us not taking action. And in that moment of not taking action is a other side of the coin of for you to push past that so you can be the best you. Because that individual that is standing at the foot line of coals that is thinking to themselves, they can't do it, but they finally just say, I'm going to do it, and they force themselves, they brought out their best self in that moment, in that second, of all the uncertainty, of all the potential pain or irritation, which at my events, they've been 100% healthy, knock on wood, I haven't had any casualties, I guess you would call it that, or any irritation, and I would love to see you guys there if you are able to, as a little plug, I guess, for my event. But at the same time, truly, if you want to bring out your best you, you need to bring it for yourself, for your family, for others. It's like the classic never give up kind of memento kind of thing. It's all up to you what you deliver on a daily basis. And what you deliver on a daily basis is not these huge bite-sized pieces of life. They're not the huge breakthroughs. In actuality, they really boil down to the absolute small things on a regular, consistent basis. If you were to eat 10 Snickers bars every single day, what's going to happen to you in 4 months from now? You're going to be really out of shape. You're going to have low energy. You're going to have irritation. Your skin's going to be all messed up, all different types of stuff, because obviously sugar and all different types of stuff. But what I'm trying to say is that by you only eating 10 Snickers bars today isn't going to impact you. But in the long run, it will, because it's based off of the small things. The small things absolutely make the biggest difference makers in the future. And the reason why I say that is because I was watching a video recently on, like, you know, how people could have changed mega disasters on the world. And one of those was the Titanic. They talked about when the Titanic was obviously, you know, hit the iceberg and, you know, everything sank and all that stuff, all those people died. But the watchman needed to get binoculars for his shift, and the binoculars were locked under a key. It was in a lockbox, and he could not find the key. None of his coworkers could find the key to unlock the box for him to get the binoculars so he could go up in the bird's nest or the watch area and look for icebergs or other irritation in front of the boat. Now, would you say that was a small thing or a big thing? In hindsight, 2020, whatever you want to call it, would that have made the difference? I don't know. Maybe. You know, it's a classic story of maybe. You know, are you lucky or are things working out? Maybe. But that could have been the difference, right? That small thing, that one key altered, obviously Hollywood for reenacting all of these movies, but it would have altered our history books. It would have altered, boat safety. It would have altered a lot of different things in the world around that casualty of the Titanic sinking. And so it was the small thing. And so even though you think to yourself that this carrot cake or this one lollipop isn't going to make the difference, it won't. But it is the small things every single day, because I say this because, and a reminder to myself too, as I'm staring at a box full of caramel corn, my godfather's brother sent me a huge, ungodly box of caramel corn, and it's in my office so our kids don't eat it, but yet I'm like nibbling at it. So this is like a reminder to myself that if you decide to say, I can have a little bit, I'll just try it a little bit, you know, like that wager inside of your head, that if you do that now just a little bit, chances are you're going to have less self-esteem, you're going to have less confidence, and you're going to have less determination and that willpower needed for you to push through on those moments when you absolutely make a bright line, as in, quote unquote, I am going to make a bright line of making sure that I do not eat the caramel corn. I'm going to make sure that I don't eat it for the next 4 weeks, because I want to make sure that I can get in the best shape so I can present myself very well at an event or whatever the case may be for me or you or whatever. So it is the small things done over time that can create the biggest impact. And to be the best you, again, is to bring it. Every single day, when you feel that uncertainty, you need to know what's right within your own gut, your own mind, your own heart, and you need to go for it. You need to go for it, bring it, and be the best you, okay? That was number one. Number two, before I get into number three, I want to say thank you to you guys. A little wake-up call. Take a deep breath. I want you to sit up straight. I want you to push your chest out, shoulders back, arms overhead, and we're going to do I'm Freaking Awesome. I'm doing this to kind of break up the monotony a little bit. I know some of these podcasts can get a little long, but for this one in particular, I want to do it to awaken you guys to make sure that you're still current, you're still with me. And the only way to do that is to do the awesome sauce. It's where we stand in a position of power and we scream at the top of our lungs, I'm freaking awesome. So with that being said, if you wouldn't mind joining me for my birthday holiday edition scream, all right? So I'm going to really yell at this time. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. I'm freaking awesome. Woo! Yes. Yes. Oh, man. That cleared out some of the cold in me. Woo! Unfortunately, having three young kids, you get the cold every once in a while. So with that being said, let's get back into it. Excuse me. So the last is priorities. When I started this podcast, I thought I could do it all. I thought I could do mastermind groups, private coaching, events, podcasts, take on different projects, write in different books, be on other podcasts, all different types of stuff, because I thought that by doing that, it would create the future that I wanted. Unfortunately, I forgot and did not realize how complex the strings are on your time. And if you don't set priorities in your life, you are totally going to drown. And one thing that I really focused in on the last quarter here of 2017 is family. For some odd reason, it's not an odd reason, I should say, digress in saying that. For some reason, I've been in more connection with my family recently more than I have been recently. And why is that? I don't know, but it's a good thing either way. And so for you, I know you want a lot of great things in your life. I know you have desires to improve and desires to be your best, but you need to figure out what your priorities are. If you have a family or you don't have a family, or if you have a job or you're looking for a job, or you're looking for a relationship or you don't have a relationship or you don't want a relationship, it doesn't matter. Whatever your case is, make sure your priorities are in alignment of your future. If you don't, you get them jargled up, you are going to be a hot mess because you cannot have it all. It, unfortunately, there is no one-stop shop of quote-unquote having it all in this world today because our time is valuable. And if you give your time to everybody else, you're not going to take it for yourself and enjoy what you can enjoy. So with that being said, you need to make sure that you guys invest the time to figure out your own personal priorities. All right, cool. So those are my three birthday special ideas. Go for it. Be the best you. And lastly, priorities, okay? So those are my three takeaways. Before I get into the last thing here, I just want to say thank you again, guys, for leaving reviews and taking time to be a part of this podcast. Great things in 2018. A lot of cool stuff in the books. So be prepared. Before I let you guys go, I want you guys to think of something that you want to achieve in 2018. The reason why I say that is because next week I'm going to dive into goals. We're going to dive into how to set them up. And the only way to make sure it's an impactful conversation for you guys is to make sure that you, yes, you, come to this podcast on Wednesday, next week, Wednesday the 20th, locked and loaded with some great ideas for what you want in 2018. It would be silly for me to start spilling the guts on how to set up goals and how to get things in your life if you don't have any. So just that's your homework. Go out there, figure out what you want. If it's a new job, relationship, money, YouTube channel, book, it doesn't matter. You got to figure it out so we can get to work next week on goals. But before I let you guys go, and if you're really chomping at the bit for something special here, I wanted to say this. Think of the goal that you want. Put a timestamp on it of when you want to achieve it. And then do reverse psychology. Play it back, as in digress from point A or from point Z to point X to point Y. I'm not getting those in order, but it doesn't matter. And as you can see, and get to day one. If you start by the goal itself and working backwards on what needs to happen 1 month out, 1 week out, 1 day out, it allows you to kind of forecast what can potentially happen with that goal. The reason why I say forecasting is because it's something that businesses do. It's something that meteorologists do. It's something everybody does. They forecast what is potentially going to happen. The only way for that to happen is to understand what you want and then how do we get there. Not from where you are to that goal, but from that goal, digress it backwards. Almost do like a reverse recipe. Even though you got yourself a delicious cupcake, reverse the psychology. So you have a cupcake in your hand, put it back in its wrapper, put it in a tin tray, put it in the oven, see what the oven temperature was at. Before it was in the oven temperature, they probably poured the batter in and they put the cups in. You know what I mean? Like work it backwards to the point of you can see it. It's a different way to look at your goal only because if I tell you the traditional way to do it, you're going to get bored, you're going to get lethargic, you're going to think, well, this is ridiculous, I just wasted my time. So the quick step is kind of break it down, almost reverse psychology, a broken down recipe. I forget there's like a technical cooking term of breaking down a recipe. But regardless, do something like that. Next week, Wednesday, we'll dive deep into goals. And that's it. So with that, I appreciate you guys full-heartedly. Thank you for taking time to listen to Operation Self Reset. I love you guys more than you know. Thanks for all the reviews, all the support. If you left a review, I'll be sending your t-shirt soon. And until next week, Wednesday, keep on rocking the house. I'm going to enjoy my birthday to the 10th effect, to the 10th regard, because birthdays should be celebrated. It's another year on this planet. It's another year of you thinking, oh my gosh, I'm getting older, and I need to kind of step on the gas here a little bit. So with that being said, thank you from the bottom of my heart. I appreciate you guys, and we'll catch you next week, Wednesday, for another great episode of Operation Self Reset. We'll see ya.